This is a reading of the Portal of Initiation by Rudolf Steiner, Scene 8, the synopsis. Johannes Thomasius has painted a portrait of Professor Capasius. He has acquired the capacity of conscious penetration into the spirit background of the individuality. Therefore the shock which Strada receives when he realizes the cognitive forces active in art. The end of the synopsis. Scene 8. The same room as in Scene 1. Johannes, standing at an easel, near which Capasius and Maria are sitting. Those seem to be the final strokes. I now can call the picture finished. To study in particular your being through my art has been a special joy indeed. Capasius, this picture truly is for me a wonder, and yet a greater one is its creator. The change which has occurred in you is unlike anything which men like me have until now held possible. One only can believe in such a change because the evidence compels it. I saw you first 3 years ago when I was privileged to come in contact with the group in which you've risen to such heights. You were a greatly troubled man just then. One saw with every glance into your face. I had just listened to a lecture in your circle and was then moved to utter words I wrung with difficulty from my soul. I spoke out of a mood in which one otherwise thinks of oneself alone. My gaze, however, rested constantly upon the sorrow-laden artist, who sat there in the corner, mute. And yet his silent brooding was of a quite extraordinary nature. One could quite well believe he did not hear a single word of what was spoken round about him. It seemed as if the sorrow which consumed him possessed a life all of its own. It was as if the man was not the listener, but more as if his grief itself had hearing. Perhaps it would not be too much to say that he was utterly obsessed by sorrow. Soon after this, I met you once again, and you already seemed quite changed, for happiness shone from your eyes, strength emanated from your being, and noble fire sounded from your words. At that time you expressed to me a wish which seemed most singular to me. You wanted to become my pupil. And in reality, these past 3 years, you have immersed yourself with zeal in all I have to say on world events. And as we got to know each other well, I felt the riddle of your power as artist. Each of your pictures was for me a fresh surprise. During these words, Strada has entered. In former days, my thoughts had little inclination to rise to worlds beyond our human senses. Not that I doubted them, but to approach them as a scholar then seemed presumptuous to me. And now I must acknowledge that you have changed my point of view. I've heard you say repeatedly you owe your powers in art entirely to that gift of consciously perceiving other worlds, that you can put into your paintings nothing but what you first beheld in spirit. I can see how in your work the spirit can actively reveal itself. Strada, I've never understood you less. In every artist, spirit surely has livingly expressed itself. What then distinguishes Thomasius from other masters? Capasius, I have not ever doubted that spirit shows itself at work in man, yet in most cases he is unconscious of its nature. He works out of this spirit, but he does not understand it. Thomasius creates, however, in the world of sense, what he can consciously perceive in spirit, and he has many times confessed to me no other way of work is possible for him. Strada, Thomasius is for me a marvel, and I confess quite frankly that in this picture here, Capasius, whom I thought I knew, is for the first time revealed to me. I thought I knew him well. The portrait shows me clearly how little I have really known of him. Maria, dear Strada, how can you admire so much the greatness of the work, and yet deny the wellspring of such greatness? Strada, what has the admiration I give the artist to do with my believing in his spirit sight? Maria, one can pay tribute to the work without believing in its source. Yet in this case there would be nothing to admire had not the artist trod the path that's led him to the spirit. Strada, we should not say that to immerse ourselves in spirit means to penetrate it with cognition. A spirit power creates within the artist as it creates within the tree or stone. The tree, however, cannot know itself. One who observes it can alone do this. The artist lives within his work and not in spiritual experience. But when I let my eyes rest on your picture, I can forget what is alluring to the thinker. My friend's soul power shines out of these eyes, though they are merely painted. The scholar's thoughtfulness lives on this brow. The innate warmness of his words streams from each color tone with which your brush has solved this riddle. Oh, all these colors, they are only surface, and yet they're not. It is as if they're only visible to make themselves invisible to me. These forms emerging as the colors interplay speak of the spirit's weaving. Indeed, they speak of much which they themselves are not. Where can it be of what they speak? It cannot be upon the canvas, for there are only colors stripped of spirit. Then is it in Capasius? But why can I not see it in him? Tomasius, what you have painted itself destroys itself the moment that the eye would grasp it. I cannot understand whereto this picture is driving me. What is it urging me to grasp? What is it urging me to grasp it? What should I look for? The canvas, I would like to break it through to find what I should look for. And where do I take hold of what this picture rays out into my soul? I have to have it. I am a man bereft of reason. It seems that ghosts are tricking me, a ghost that is invisible, and in my weakness I cannot yet discover it. Tomasius, you are painting ghosts. Into your pictures you have conjured them. They lure us on to seek them, but will not let themselves be found. Oh, cruel are your pictures!
Capasius, my friend, in this brief moment you have completely lost the thinker's calm. Consider only, if a ghost should speak out of this picture, I must myself be ghostly.
Strada, forgive me, friend, it was but weakness.
Capasius, believe but good of such a moment.
You had quite lost yourself, it seemed. The fact was, you were raised above yourself. What happened was for you as often it has been for me. However strongly we may feel ourselves equipped at such a time with all our thinking, we have but proven to ourselves that we are taken hold of by a power which cannot have its origin in reason or sense knowledge. Who has endowed this picture with such power? I'd like to call what I myself experienced through it a symbol. It teaches me to know my soul in ways that were not possible before. And this self-knowledge is convincing. Johannes Tomasius has probed my being because he has the power to penetrate through sense illusion to spirit self with his unusual spiritual vision. Now I perceive that ancient word of wisdom, know thou thyself, in a new light. To learn to know our being, we first must find that power in ourselves that as true spirit is able to conceal itself from us.
Maria, to find ourselves, we must unfold that power first that penetrates into our inmost being. The word of wisdom says in truth, evolve yourself in order to behold yourself.
Strater, if one were to acknowledge that Tomasius, through the unfolding of his spirit, has for himself won knowledge of the being that dwells invisibly in you, one then would have to say that knowledge differs at each stage of life.
Capasius, that is exactly what I would affirm.
Strater, if this were so, then all our thinking is in vain, and knowledge is illusion. I would then have to lose myself at every instant.
Let me be alone.
Exit Strater.
Capasius, I will go with him.
Exit Capasius.
Maria,
Capasius is closer far to spirit knowledge than he himself is yet aware, and Strater suffers deeply. His spirit cannot find what ardently his soul is longing for.
Johannes,
the inner being of both men appeared before my spirit's eye when first I was allowed to step into the realm of soul. I saw Capasius as a young man, and Strader in those years which still lie far ahead of him. Capasius revealed a youthful promise, which hid much that his life in realms of sense will not let ripen. And it was this that drew me to his being. I could in his soul first behold, within the kernel of a human being, capacities of this life that declared themselves the sequel of a former life on earth. I saw the battles he had struggled through, and which have built for him, out of another life, his present-day existence. I could not yet bring to my inner eye his former life as well, yet nonetheless I could see much in his uniqueness that cannot be derived out of the present. Thus in his portrait I could bring to view what still holds sway within his depths of soul. My brush was guided by forces which Capasius unfolded from former lives on earth. And if I've thus unveiled for him his inmost self, my picture has then rendered the service
which I had in mind. As work of art, I do not rate it highly.
Maria, it will work further in that soul, for whom it pointed out the path into the spirit realm.
The curtain falls while Maria and Johannes are still in the room. The end of scene 8.